Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I like to say we're a complete retirement planning firm. I guess I just did say that. Why do I say that? Because we provide investment advice. We do portfolio management. We provide tax planning, income planning, asset protection, estate planning, because that's what I talk about being complete, those five pillars. We're going to get into that. We're going to drill down into a few of these things. Today, we're going to cover as much ground as you know. My goal is to always get information, get you actionable items, things that will make a difference in your planning. I think I can deliver on that today. I'm going to offer some of our information. I also want to let you know we do have classes coming up. Yep, we're back in the groove of things. 2025 classes are now posted on our website. We have two on there right now. It's called The New Reality in Our Retirement. You can go on our website and register for those. Great information if you get a chance. We always get tremendous feedback on that. There's no cost, so you have no excuse. So just wanted to mention that. If you want to get a hold of us, of course, for any reason, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. As I said, download reports. We have a library there. You sign up for our newsletter. Sign up for one of our classes. All of it's free. So we're going to talk about that too, the whole procrastination thing. So let me just dig into the first part of this. I'm going to start with this premise of your financial decisions. Okay, many Americans, you're going to be making some big financial decisions here. I sometimes call it the dangerous decade is this term that's been used. It's the 5 years prior to retirement. And it's the 5 years after retirement. There's a lot of decisions that you need to make. And I come across this very often. For example, when are you going to turn on your Social Security? There's a claiming strategy, right? You have to decide, maybe you have to make a decision on your pensions. What about health care, Medicare decisions? Where to retire? When to retire? So this area there, that these are decisions that can impact, well, will impact, how will you successfully navigate this financial transition from working your entire adult life to retirement. Boy, this is a big move. And so again, I'm going to refer to this as the dangerous decade, because as I said, the financial decisions you make during this critical period, well, they could set the stage for your success or less than success in retirement. Let me start with the biggest one, which we're going to get into today, which is income, right? Your Social Security decision is part of that. So I want to talk about that. Let me quote, and I think this kind of sums it all up. Let me quote the Irish poet Oscar Wilde. And he said, "It's better to have a permanent income than to be fascinating." I have to agree with that. I love the brevity of that. You know, it's just, there it is, all encapsulated. I would agree with that statement. So when we talk about a permanent income, you can be both. You can have a permanent income and be fascinating. There is a B and a C to this. But my point is, this is so critical, what I'm going to talk about here. It's so critical that we discern between assets and income. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that, and I've said this before, when you grow a pile of money, and this is kind of a trap in a way, and maybe it's clickbait, you know, what do you need? 1.8 million, 1.2 million. That is so common. I think it's been as high as over 2 million. Schwab came out and said that. That's a number. That's not an income. And I'm not saying that's not a laudable goal, but think about it. That doesn't guarantee, there's not an amount that's going to guarantee the amount of income you need in retirement. So let me give you, first of all, the definition of income. And you can tell me, do I have these in my, and I'm going to offer the income planning packet too. I'm going to, in a second here, but because this is going to walk you through of setting up an income plan. And keep in mind, this is only the first piece of this five, of what I call the five pillars. But imagine if you can have all the income you need in retirement and feel good about replacing the paychecks. When you retire, right, 20, 25, I read last week how the U.S. life expectancy, this was a Wall Street Journal, it's turned back up, right? You don't want to be full of life and out of money. That's just not good. And so that's why I'm saying these decisions you make today are going to be critical. So income is an example. There's three questions. Number one, does it last? And does it come in? Well, first of all, does it come in every week, every month, regardless of the market? Okay, Social Security, pensions also meet this criteria. Does it come in? Okay, so regardless of the market, does it come in regardless of how much you have in savings and investments? Yes, it does. Does it come in regardless of what age you are? 65, 75, 95? Yes, it does. So when I say you make these decisions, you see why this is critical. I'm also going to give you some other ideas. We'll get into investments. We have dividend strategies. I want to talk about those. They can be part of your plan, not guaranteed. And then some other ideas. Let me just start with Social Security, because I don't know if you're aware of this. 9 out of 10 retirees receive Social Security. I think it's 66 million. So this impacts most of you, if not all of you, that are listening. And some things changed this year. I've talked a little bit about it, but I just want you to be aware of all the decisions that are coming with Social Security. First of all, they did increase this year. You may see a slight increase of $40 or $50 in your monthly paycheck, because every October they come out with a cost of living increase. So you may see that. The other thing is this, which I mentioned, I won't go into as much today, that this Social Security Fairness Act. For those of you that work for municipalities, for those of you that work for certain groups that did not contribute to Social Security, but you did contribute in a second job, guess what? They've changed that. You need to figure this out. I think I read in an article it could result in another $300, $400 per month of income. And so pretty important. This was the windfall elimination provision and the pension offset. I love talking about these things. You know, they say there's over 2,700 rules in the Social Security. This is why these claiming strategies, remember, these are irrevocable decisions. You have to be very careful, because once you lock in, if you're down the road and you say, I'm 72, man, I wish I wouldn't have locked in at 62, because you're basically taking a 25 or 30% haircut on your full retirement age benefit, you can't change it. And guess what? Now your spouse, the survivor benefit to your spouse may be lower. You see why these decisions are so critical? So, you know, let me do this first. I want to offer our income planning packet. I want to dig in a little further. I'm going to make some general comments on the Social Security decision. First, go to ssa.gov, get your benefits. You got to know your benefits. You can find that out in a matter of hours. Shorter than that, just logging in and setting up. Then, you know, do the analysis. I'm going to talk more about that. But if you want our income planning packet, this is how you start to create an income. It has the budget and income worksheets. So you fill it out, and we can email it to you. You can, you know, put right on your computer, type it in, auto calculates everything. What is your budget? What are your income sources? What is the income gap? Then I'll include the Social Security decision, maximizing income in retirement, all of these things these are the tools to create an income plan. So if you want to get that, we'll get it out to you, 630-864-6711. This is the income planning packet. It is the tools. This is the guide to creating an income plan. You will uncover things that you aren't aware of. As I said, this is the cornerstone to your planning. Imagine as you could have all the income you need in retirement. I said, and I've said it before, it bears repeating, feeling wealthy in retirement really comes down to one thing, having more income than expenses. And I think we can get there. I have many ideas we're going to get into coming up. Let me make this other offer. I mentioned filing Social Security. One of the biggest financial decisions in your lifetime. The difference, and I've run these numbers, we do a Social Security analysis. I ran a couple this week. That's just part of what we do. But it could result in hundreds of thousands of dollars of lifetime income. I'm telling you, that's a true statement. So if you want to be 100% certain and get this right, I'm going to offer something special today. I want to help you maximize your Social Security benefits. This is a free, customized Social Security analysis, which will include an entire income planning analysis. It'll show you the timing on your Social Security, also how to reduce taxes on Social Security. How about getting most of it tax-free? So if you save, this is best, I mean, it makes most sense for, helpful to most people who've saved $500,000 or more. Give us a call. Schedule a free analysis. Number here, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time with me. Or if you just want to chat, you can email me. It's all there. Any way we can help you. This is for the income planning packet, getting that income piece of your plan, getting that box checked on that. Coming up, I want to get in the tax part of it. How do we get more of it tax-free? We're going to talk about the other expenses to be concerned about. We're going to get into a lot. So stick around. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder here of the Alpha Wealth Group. We're covering a lot of ground today. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I like to say we're different by design, because I think we are. You know, we look at it, as I said, I've said before, I'm an investment advisor rep. What does that mean? We can do portfolio management, and we do. I'm also insurance licensed. You know, we have an estate planning attorney that does all the estate planning, and that's how we approach it. It's much more complete. I've said many times, it's not about getting to a number. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about buying a product. It's about having a plan. We're going to talk more about that, you know, and I'm spending some time on this income planning piece, and I'm focusing on what we call this dangerous decade, the 5 years before retirement, the 5 years after retirement. You can say plus or minus 6 or 7, whatever. But decisions you make, for example, when are you going to claim Social Security? What about your investment portfolio? Should you become a little more conservative as you approach retirement? What about your pension decisions, Medicare? See all these decisions that in many cases are irrevocable and will impact potentially the success of your plan down the road. And so I like to call this forward planning, forward income planning, forward tax planning. And I spent some time on the income piece because that's the area where I think most of us, if I could say to you, you have the income you need throughout the rest of your life, how would you feel? Probably pretty good. And so I offered the income planning packet because I think all too often we hear, it's like, okay, where do I get started? Well, this is how you get started. I'll include the worksheets in there, the income and budget worksheets, where you will map out what income do I have in, what do I need, where's the gaps, how do I fill that gap. It's got ideas on claiming strategies for Social Security, other ideas on creating income. I call it the income planning packet because it is, and you can follow the process. If you want that, I offered it in the first segment. I'll offer it again, 630-864-6711, and then we can move on from there, and we're going to talk about other things. You can go to alphawealthgroup.com. I don't want to forget that. If you have a question, you can sign up. We have two classes already scheduled for February, I guess. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, February. You can register for those. There's no cost. The information, there's no cost. So really, let's take action because these things can really have a big impact on the success of your overall plan, certainly in the future. I can't tell you how many times we do things and the client, and 5 years later, we're going through their plan and saying, they say, I'm glad I started this 5 years ago, right? I think that's the old adage about someone sitting in the shade of a tree because they planted it many years ago. And so that's really what it's about. It's never too late to take action. We talked about the Social Security decision. I'm not going to spend a ton of more time. I want to talk about a couple other ideas. But your claiming strategies, you know, keep in mind, every year you defer it, grows by 8%. It stops at age 70. It does not continue by 8%. There's decisions you need to be made on these claiming strategies. There's spousal benefits. There's divorce spousal benefits. There's survivor benefits. We go down the list. But for the most part, your retirement benefits, you should take a look. I offered the analysis. We run that for you. It compares you taking it at different times so you can see the numbers. And then it's really a terrific software that shows you and then compares them side by side. Let me get into another aspect of income planning, two more. Well, first of all, pensions. I won't spend a ton of time, but on pensions, you're in one of two camps. You've already started, which you cannot change it. Please find out what your survivor benefit is. Because I have this happen quite often where someone comes in, I'll say, okay, if you pass away, what does your spouse get? And they'll say, I think 50%. Let's figure that out, because that's another risk of your income plan. When a spouse passes away, what does your plan say? Okay? Social Security goes away, for sure. A pension can be reduced or go away. So we really need to be, this is why I talk about being complete. So that's on the, if you have not taken your pension, please contact your pension provider and get the information from them so you can start to map all this stuff out. This is what I talk about. You're building these pieces. Okay, Social Security on top of pension. Now you're at 80,000. I need to get to 100, right? Let me give you a couple other ideas. One is, we talked about these before. I've had people say, oh, you like annuities. I don't like or dislike them. That's irrelevant. It's not an emotional thing. But I do know that this was interesting. This managing director of BlackRock, Ann Ackerley, she said they did a survey. Okay, they're the largest, you know, iShares. They've got, I don't know if it's 11 trillion now. It's just massive amounts. 89% of those with 401ks desire a pension-like paycheck. Do you know that Congress passed a law, I think it was under the Secure Act, the first one, that your pensions now, or your 401ks can offer a pension inside them? How many of you have been offered that? How many of you know about it? How many of you would like it? And so this can be part of 401k plans. Quote Oscar Wilde, it's much better to have a permanent income than to be fascinating. Let's get these permanent incomes maybe in place. Maybe you can do it on a portion of your 401k. If you want information on annuities, again, here I'll just briefly say annuities, at least the ones we deal with, they provide a guaranteed lifetime income. Is that bad? I don't know anybody who's ever said, I have a pension, and someone said, wow, that's too bad. because it can be almost like your own pension. I'm not saying it's better than, it's just different. You transfer market risk. You transfer longevity risk because the income comes in no matter what. You actually also, there's a protection element to it because the income will continue, does not reduce for the, you can set it up for the rest of your spouse's life. I don't think that's a bad thing. Should you look into this? I know there's a lot of opinions on it, and that's unfortunate because people give a lot of opinions. Again, it's not good or bad. Understand how they work. That's my position. We're an investment advisor. We're part of an investment advisory group. I'm a registered investment advisor. We do most of what we do is portfolio management, but I'm not going to tell somebody they're bad. That's just not true. You can take a look at them, and then to the extent you don't go through the investments, they go to your children and grandchildren. That doesn't sound bad. Now, there's pros and cons, but that's part of this income planning. There's a report in there called The Truth About Annuities. If you want that, that's in this packet. We'll send out the income planning packet to you. It gets into the Social Security decision, the annuities, the other ideas on income, pensions, and I'll mention one more, your investments. Now, you can set your investments up, you know, to get income. Just understand how you set it up. You know, our dividend portfolio is typically equally weighted, right? In other words, I'll just give you an example. If you're going to get, let's say you have $100,000. You pick 20 stocks, okay? Well, that's 5% in each stock. You don't want to be, you have to be very careful. I mean, if you look at AT&T, cut theirs in half, Intel, the banks, the auto industry, you know, these things happen. So you have to be very careful. Yeah, this has a great dividend. Look, Pfizer's dividend, this is as of today, is over 6%. Maybe you look at that. I've mentioned, you know, the high yield, HYG is an ETF. That's paying 6%. That's a high yield bond. Again, these are not recommendations, but if you want to construct a portfolio to give you the income, and if one goes south or half a percent, you know, it may only impact the income by 2%. This is how you design a portfolio, but that can give you income, not guaranteed. I mentioned ET before. That's an energy transfer. I think that's paying over 6%. These are things that you can put in a dividend portfolio. Say, it's designed for income. You can also get capital appreciation, right? The stocks can go up in value. But if you're designing it for dividend, this can be another piece of your income plan. But as I said, I mentioned three, the Social Security claiming strategies, the pension, understanding that and trying to maximize your pension. I always have people come in here with the information. We look at it. And we talk about making a pension decision. And then you start to map out a plan. Then you can sit back and look and say, yep, it looks like I'm going to have all the income I need during my lifetime, and so is my spouse. I think that'd be a good place to be. That's what we do. I've offered the packet, but let me make another offer again. I offered this before. For those of you that are serious and really want to take a look at this, right, we're in this dangerous decade. Decisions we make now, some irrevocable, certainly can have an impact on you down the road and can impact the success or failure of your retirement plan. And so this is good to know. If you want to come in, we'll do the Social Security analysis. We'll run the numbers for you. We'll look at your pension. We'll take a look at other ideas to create income. Look at your portfolio. We do a portfolio x-ray. Does that make sense? And then we test your plan. Are you going to make it as far as your goals? Where do you stand? And what are the things you can do to get better? It's really a deep dive. I think it's enjoyable. I mean, we're very informal. I hope you can tell. So throw everything in a box, as I've said before. Come on in. Bring your tax returns. You can bring trust documents, all of those things, your investments. We'll take a look at everything, and we'll run an analysis for you. If you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule your own complimentary, customized retirement plan analysis. Coming up, I do want to get into a question that was posed to me by a listener, and then we're also going to talk about this study about Americans that are planning at least one overnight stay. Half of Americans are staying in a hotel this year. How does that relate to you? You're going to want to hear this. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a retirement planning firm. That's what we focus on now. We do, you know, investment management, portfolio management. I think we do a good job. And there's this domino effect, which I'm going to get into in the next segment. I want to touch upon that when it relates, how it relates to your planning. But I've been talking about the whole income. I offered the income planning packet. I offered If you want to take advantage of an opportunity to come in for us to do the income analysis as well as your overall retirement analysis, if you want to take advantage of that, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You will walk out of here with an analysis and a testing of your plan. You'll know where you stand. You'll have clarity, I believe, actionable items that will make a difference in your overall plan. I'm confident in that statement. So, again, if you want to take advantage of that, let's do that. The tax planning. I had some questions here, and we'll get into it. But, you know, as I made the comment before, and I'm kind of the premise of today's show, as we call it, this dangerous decade, the decisions we make today, if you're within 5 years or been retired for 5 years, a lot of decisions you're going to make, whether it's Medicare, whether it's your Social Security claiming strategies, whether it's how do I structure my portfolio, when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio, do you have too much risk going into retirement, you know, my pension decision. Again, these are decisions that can be very, very impactful. Let's talk about another one, which is taxes. And you know I spend time on this, but there's one thing when you go into retirement, when you look at your IRAs, 401ks, pensions, they have one thing in common, and Social Security, for most people, they're taxable. So what are we doing to get to tax-free as much as possible? And I've been able to accomplish this with a number of clients. You may not get there, but why don't we start that journey? You know, getting money in tax-free. Someone asked me about Roth conversions. There was a couple questions she asked. She said, how much taxes are you to roll over money in a Roth IRA? So that's one of a number of ideas. I talk about health savings accounts. You can fund those. They're tax deductible. They're also tax-free. And we have this terrible relationship. We're in this whole tax. There's so much you can do, really. We're starting to get 1099s. Great. You know, you're getting 4 or 5%. Well, you're not getting 4 or 5% because you're turning around and giving 1 or 1.2 back to the government. Your Social Security, getting $30,000 of Social Security. Well, hold on a minute. If $7,000 of it's taxable, because up to 85% of your benefit can be taxable, you may have to give $7,000 back. You're not getting 30, you're getting 23. My IRA, my 401k, how much do I have to take out if I'm in a 25% effective bracket or effective tax rate, 25% to net 30? Well, I got to take out 40. 10 goes to Uncle Sam. You see how that works there? Your partner. And so if what happens if tax rates go up in the future? Look, we're at 40-year lows. I think the Tax Cut and Jobs Act is going to be extended. But what about 10 years from now? Where are you going to be? We have a $36 trillion debt. Anyway, these are how much of you are doing what I call forward tax planning, putting ideas. I'm going to give you a couple quick ideas. But as I said, you know, you're giving, you're turning around and giving money back to the government. And the thing about taxes, too, that's really kind of sickening, I guess. I don't know the word. But, you know, but no, the money never, I have a client who just sold a business. They had to give, I don't know, 20% or so. It was really unfortunate. It hurts me and because it hurts them. But, you know, sometimes you're creating income you don't need. Why are you doing that? Some of those things you can do, some tax deferred planning. You know, I had someone in here. Well, let me just touch upon a couple quick ones. The Roth IRA contributions. We're in this unique window between January and April 15th where you can still do 2024. Please remember that. Again, procrastination. Don't procrastinate. If you want to contribute to 2024, do that first. I've had this conversation with a few people. Focus on 2024 because if April 15th comes and goes, you have missed an opportunity to get money into a Roth. By the way, Roths are tax-free completely, 100% as they grow. If you need $30,000 out of a Roth, how much do you need to pull out to net 30? Well, the answer is 30. And what happens if tax rates go up? How much do you need to pull out? The answer is still 30. And as I've said before, I know I repeat myself, it doesn't tax your Social Security. Imagine if you could get all your Social Security or most of it tax-free. Again, I've gotten there with clients. I've seen it. We've done it. Okay, so now you're getting your benefits tax-free. I've given the example before. If you have $70,000 of Social Security benefits between you and your spouse, and most or all of your money's in a Roth, you get all of it tax-free. Are you aware of that? So are we doing these things? Roth conversions. Yes, you have to pay the tax. That was a question. She sent me a couple questions, and I'm going to get into another one here in a little bit about fees. But when you move money in from a Roth to a traditional, that's a conversion. They are two separate things. A contribution I just talked about. You can do 24 and 2025 right now. I had someone who just became a new client. We did this for their spouse. Set up an IRA, a Roth. We're going to put $16,000 into that Roth. That will grow tax-free the rest of their life. There's no required minimum distribution. Doesn't tax the Social Security, does not impact Medicare premiums, and it goes to the spouse and children tax-free. Will that be impactful down the road? It sure will. And guess what? In 2026, you can do another $8,000. As long as you have earned income. Someone asked me this the other day, how long can you do it? You can do it if you're 95, if you have earned income. There's no age limit to the you just have to have earned income. In fact, you can contribute to a Roth if you have a 401k. You can contribute to a Roth if you're not working. You can contribute to a Roth at any age. So why are we not doing more of this? I call sometimes tax diversification or forward tax planning. Decisions you make today will have an impact down the road. This is why I kind of, you know, I'm not adamant. I guess I'm a little adamant or animated. Both words work here. But doing some of these things, okay? The Roth 401k, you can do that in addition to this. Someone sent me a question the other day. Said, you mentioned the if you're between 60 and 63, you can supersize. You can put another 4,200 in. How many of you are having these conversations? Guess what? Now you can put more money. Will that have an impact? It sure will. And then if you put some of it in the Roth, how about that? So these are things to consider. After-tax 401k contributions. Again, this person sent me a question. That's why I say if you send me a question, I will respond. I did respond to this individual's question as well, and we're going to get into that next, the other question she asked me. Because I think it's always great to get questions because I always find there's someone else that wanted to ask that question or it impacts someone else, so it's very helpful. So please feel free to send me questions at any time. But you know, he asked, how can I exceed the $30,500 or this if I'm between 60 and 63? It's actually $34,750. Well, there's what's called after-tax contributions. We don't have time to get into it right now, but ask your 401k provider. Because you could put up to $70,000. Do you know that? If your plan provides for it, you could put up over $70,000 if you're 50 or over into your 401k if they allow after-tax contributions. Hey, why would you do that? Because now you can convert it to a Roth potentially. Now you get more money into tax-free. Right? We're capped at $30,500. Maybe not. And these are things I do all the time with clients. Again, it's as I said, it's not about one thing. It's about having a complete plan. And I'm going to talk about that when we get back. I really want to stress this complete plan approach. And for those of you, again, I've made offers. I've talked about our New Reality in Retirement workshop or classes that are coming up you can register for. You can go to our website and sign up for our newsletter. I sent information out on the Social Security Fairness Act. I try to send out updates on the markets. Things that are going to impact you, tax strategies. So there's no cost. You can go to our website and sign up. If you want to, again, go to one of our classes. You can sign up through our website. If you want information, we want to be a resource for you. And I hope some of these ideas, as I said, my goal was to give you ideas, and that's. I hope we've delivered on a few of them. At least you're going to start to pursue some of these. The other thing is, the best way is if you really want to take a look at your overall plan, schedule a time to come on in. You know, one of the most important things to nail down with your retirement is, of course, part of it's taxes. We just talked about it, but don't forget, you still have to pay taxes when you withdraw money on a lot of your accounts. So it's really what we like to sometimes call a joint account with the IRS, right? IRS proof. How about that? Your plans. Then you, even if you don't need the money, then you get required minimum distributions. That's why these things sometimes are called tax time bombs. So your tax bills can even be bigger. Then it can tax more of your Social Security. Here's the good news. There's some strategies that can make a difference. And it could, you know, really result in a small fortune, I think, in retirement. So if you want to take advantage, again, come on in. That's part of the analysis. We'll also do a retirement tax saving analysis. Things you can do now. You will walk out of here with ideas, as well as we'll test your plan. We'll do all of it. That's what we do. We can focus on the tax planning, putting yourself in a better position down the road, keeping more money. That's really what it's all about. If you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 for your tax saving analysis and overall retirement plan, customized retirement plan, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time. Coming up, I'm going to get into that question we asked about, the client asked me on fees and some other things on taxes, and we're going to talk about the market. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. We've covered a decent amount of ground so far. I've talked about, again, the outline is more of these decisions we need to make, and there's this window, seems like it, plus or minus 5 years of retirement. Some would refer to it as the dangerous decade, I guess. You have to make decisions, and decisions that will impact you, for sure, decisions that you can't reverse. They're pretty critical. So you want to get the information. I like to say, let's stay away from opinion as much as possible. There's no perfect answer. We talk about Social Security claiming strategies. We talk about your pension decision. When do you turn that on for those of you who have pensions? What about Medicare? We did a Medicare workshop here. I actually had Steve Tucker. I worked with him. Great. He's an expert. These are the things we do for clients because there's traps there. How are your investments? When was the last time you looked at your portfolio and rebalanced and updated it? And what's the risk there? So this is why there's these decisions we make that we have to be careful about because you can't go back. And so I want to try to help you make the best decisions help you make the best decisions as much as possible. The other part of this challenge is failing to put a plan. I've said it before, procrastination. We can have the arguments. What's the most important thing? Income planning, tax. It's procrastination because if you don't take action, nothing else matters. It's really important that we have a plan. I want to talk about that because there's a domino effect, right? The way your investment plan is set up can impact how long your money's going to last. Your withdrawal strategies from your different investments, tax-deferred, after-tax, tax-free. Well, that can determine how much you pay in taxes, and it can impact how much of your Social Security is. If you're incapacitated and you have long-term needs, and that's a health care issue, well, if you don't have a power of attorney in, which is the estate planning, your assets can be frozen. How many of you can say, if I ask those questions, what happens if? And you can answer that. That's why when I say it's about being complete, I don't ever want to get a call from a spouse saying, hey, my spouse is not, and I've had these calls a number of times. Unfortunately, I've been doing this a long time. My spouse is, unfortunately incapacitated or can't act for themselves. Well, I have a power of attorney. Guess what? They can now act. Your IRAs will be frozen if you don't have that in place. You may not be able to sell a home or refinance. You may not be able. You see the problems there? So anyway, let me just get to this question. And then I want to dig into, again, just having a plan, because that's maybe the most critical part of being complete. But someone wrote into me, I listened to your program. She said, I don't hear anything about account management fees. This was one of them. There was a number of questions she asked. I got into some of the other ones. Let's just start this discussion a little bit about fees. I mentioned this article, and I think this maybe reflects this idea. There was a study that showed over half of the Americans are planning at least one overnight stay in a hotel this year. So where's the best place to leave your luggage in the room? I hope my wife's not listening. One exterminator from Terminix said, it's the bathroom. Yep. Why? That's where bed bugs are least likely to go. Just like, we talk about these bed bugs and... Well, there were some other points from this. It was kind of not funny, but he said, hang up all your stuff, put that away, and then, put your luggage in the bathroom. That's the best place. How about that? And so these things can be hiding. I kind of relate that to this whole concept when I talk about fees. You got these bed bugs, and then, they attach themselves, and you're not aware of what's going on. And I think that happens, when we talk about the fees. I get this. I had someone the other day. We had a meeting and he said, they're charging me a certain amount. And I'm not saying fees are bad. Look, if someone's giving you value, that makes sense. But you've got to ask them, please tell me what are the fees that I'm paying. This person was paying about 1%. And then on top of that, the underlying investment that the strategy that they were in was another 1%. Now, to me, this is an opinion, that's a little high. Well, it's pretty high. Again, he was able to find this out. And this is why you need to really ask whoever is working with you, please tell me what my fees are. They need to disclose that. But I'm saying sometimes they'll say, well, it's 1%. But then you have to say, okay, what's the underlying investment? What is the fee I'm paying in the underlying investment strategy? Because sometimes there's an outside money manager they use that charges another 1%. And so we really have to be conscious of some of these things. Okay, stocks don't have a fee. Exchange-traded funds, many of them are 0.1%. Mutual funds typically have the higher fees. Do you own mutual funds versus these other things, right? We have stock portfolios. Most of my accounts, those are some of the core holdings. There's no cost to a stock. It's a stock. There's no trading fees, right? So we're very transparent. I make it very simple. And so this is important. She'd asked me about that. So I'm going to just tell you about fees. Please just request the information. Ask, okay, you're charging me a fee. Are there any underlying fees? Is there a management fee for the portfolio? Is there a fee for any of the investments that I own in addition to that? And please tell me about any other fees you may charge in my accounts. Normally, it's in the monthly statement, but ask these things. So I just wanted to address that. It's not that I avoid fees. You should be aware of them, but don't let them dictate. If you're getting value for a fee, that's the most important thing. What is your net from that? And as far as the financial groups you work with, they're different. You have to find one that makes sense. You understand what they're doing. Not, hey, just trust me. Here's the pie chart. These are the investments. Feel comfortable with them. Have, you know, understand. Make sure they know what your goals are. If your gut is telling you something, a lot of times, there's a reason it's telling you something. So, and then the other thing is, what are you looking for from them? I mentioned about this retirement planning being complete. You know, if I see something, I'm going to tell you, this is what you should be doing from tax. I'm not just looking at the investments. You know, I want to make sure. I mentioned estate planning. I'm pretty adamant about that. I like to say it's almost a non-negotiable. You got to have an estate plan in place. If you do it through your attorney, you have a friend who'll do it. We just can't have assets that are frozen. And I also want to make sure you preserve them. So you should have a living trust and powers of attorney. That's one of these five pieces, right? So having an income plan, we've talked about that. Doing things to minimize taxes. When was the last time your advisor looked at your tax returns? Do they know your marginal tax bracket? When was the last time they talked to you about asset protection? What happens if you pass away? What happens to the income plan? Do you need life insurance? I don't know, but have you had that discussion? I know it's not the funnest thing, but I have these discussions. What happens if there's a long-term illness? Again, the five pillars to your plan. We have a it's called the Retirement Roadmap. That's why I want to say I offer this information. If you want to get that from our website, you can go to alphawealthgroup.com. Alphawealthgroup.com. It goes into these five pieces. I've drilled down a little bit today in a couple of them. I can't cover it all. But the worksheets are there. The retirement roadmap is there. I call it five simple steps to a stress-free retirement. It's almost like a blueprint to creating a complete plan. It doesn't need to be that complicated. And that's why. Five pieces. How are you addressing them? You may not get there. Don't get me wrong. You may not be able to do everything perfectly and get everything. But if you're using that as a template, I believe, my opinion, your probability of success is going to be much higher. And you know what? I think the uncertainty, the clarity, just feeling good about what's going on, that will help too. Knowing is really good. Not knowing, I think we know. Uncertainty is just, it's really kind of disheartening for people in retirement. So that's why I want to give you the information. For those of you, again, that want to take advantage of a personalized, customized plan, you want a second pair of eyes, you want someone to look over your shoulder, there's no shame in that. Again, I will give you an honest assessment and an evaluation. We will test your plan. We'll do the income plan. We'll do the tax analysis. All of that is included. You will walk out of here with, at a minimum, ideas that are going to make a difference in your planning and also know where you stand and hopefully, as I've said before, lower stress level and feeling good about where things are at. So if you want to take advantage of that, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time, sign up for a class, send me an email, anything we can help you with. Well, we're out of time, but we'll be back next week at the same time, the same station. As always, everyone, have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.